Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, my name is Tia Dorsey. I'm going to give Pastor James a break and bring the word. And I hope that you'll accept me and accept the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today our title of our ministry, our lesson or the word is going to be called The Recipe to Living. Mm. Believe. So the recipe to living, believe.
Amen.
Our reference scripture is coming from St. John 3:16, King James Version. So I'll give you a minute to find it. It's very familiar. But St. John 3:16, King James Version.
Amen.
And it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life."
Amen.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, believe is defined as accept. Mm. So I'm raising my hand when I ask these questions. Have you ever had anyone believe in you?
Amen.
Perhaps when you didn't even believe in yourself, mm-hmm. but felt that the person really believed in you, you wanted to please them, right?
Right.
Didn't want to let them down. Mm-hmm. How'd that make you feel to have someone believe in you? Maybe you're someone that people have, you know, let you down, and you say, "Well, Tia, people really haven't believed in me." Mm. By the time we get through this message today, we will talk about one person that has believed in you.
Amen.
I've been blessed to have some people sow belief into my life. It was such a blessing. I remember my spiritual mother encouraged me to get my driver's license. Every month, she would send me a few bucks from her Social Security check and say, "Tia, take another class, one at a time." I also remember my grandmother sending me a check out of her monthly stipend to help me with my tuition or books when I went back to school. She believed that I could complete my college education. Mm-hmm. Still, I remember Pastor James studying with me in the wee hours of the morning to help me complete multiple assignments because he believed that I could further my education. Amen. I stand here saying I got my driver's license, yeah. Failed multiple times, but I did it. I didn't let her down.
Amen.
I stand here to say I got my college degree, Amen. Didn't let grandma down. I stand here. Got through all my business licenses, didn't let Pastor James down.
Amen.
In all these cases, I'd be dishonest if I said I always believed I could do it. Mm. You know, I mentioned I failed my driver's test more than once. And I remember calling my godmother, my spiritual mother, I said, "You know, I have taken this test multiple times. I keep failing." She said, "Tia, this time, tell the Lord to do it. Go in the bathroom." She said, "Before you take this test, tell the Lord to do it." And I remember going into a stall in the bathroom and crying out and saying, "Lord, I've tried multiple times. This time, you do it."
Amen.
I remember my college education. I waited all the way till I had one class left, which was math. How many people like math? No one is raising their hand. No one. And I remember going into to see my counselor. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Tia, I have an older student, maybe 70s, 80s, just completed her education." Mm. He said, "If she could do it, you can do it."
Amen.
And he worked with me. I signed up for that class. Mm. So I can't say that I always believed that I could do any of these things. I just had people that believed in me. Mm-hmm. God is looking for someone to believe in him.
My Lord.
When people believe in you, they give. He gave the ultimate sacrifice, his Son.
My Lord.
For the remission of our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
People give time. They give resources. God provided us with the best gift, his Son, that we can come boldly to him and take him at his word.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God have prepared for them that love him."
Amen.
And the word, there's a scripture that says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
I don't know, for those that do drive or have a car or whatever, even if you don't drive, you know this. If you believe in something, you honor the rules.
Amen.
You know, we don't run red lights because we believe if we run them, we're going to get a ticket.
Amen.
The same principle works for believing in God. We believe him. That's why we obey him and we trust him.
Amen.
We're on God's mind, according to 1 Corinthians. He is concerned about us.
My Lord.
Even when it seems like he is quiet. Has anyone ever felt that God was quiet? Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 31:8, it says, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be thou dismayed, discouraged. Fear not. He won't fail you.
Amen.
We may feel that we fail ourselves. When I failed the driver's test, when I waited years to complete my education. If I known that it was that easy, I would have done a long time ago.
Amen.
But I just could not believe that I could do it. God will not fail us.
My Lord.
He will not leave us. Fear not, the word of God says. Don't fear, neither be discouraged. He will be there. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Mm. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come to pass.
My God.
The Lord is leading us in the path. Look, we turn on the news. You know, we're discouraged by the economy. This is happening. That's happening. We look at our bank accounts. We think about retirement. Social Security may not be here for those in the U.S. You know, we didn't plan for this. We sent our kids to school. So many things go in our mind. Mm-hmm. And the Lord has given us visions and told us it's going to be okay. Though it tarry, wait for it. If you receive the promise from the Lord, I want to encourage you that he will do exactly what he said he will do. It may not seem like it. It may not feel like it. But he will do it. It will surely come to pass.
Yeah, Lord.
John 3:16 advises that whosoever believe in God, Jesus, the flesh of God, should not perish but have eternal life. Now look, this does not mean that we will never ever die or leave this world. We're fooling ourselves unless rapture comes. But the dictionary describes perish as to suffer complete devastation, great destruction. Look, I've been through some things in my life. Mm. I've been homeless. I've been fired. I've been sick. Had to have surgeries. You know, I've been through it. Had to raise children. A first marriage that didn't work. Look. But even in those cases where it seemed like it just was horrible, the Lord raised me up from what appeared to be destruction and devastation. I want to encourage you this evening. If you're in a place of, you feel like utter chaos, Lord, I can't make it through this. I'm at the lowest point of my life. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. He will not suffer you to be completely destroyed. Now, when something is completely destroyed, you can't rebuild it, right? You have to, Pastor James used to do claim, when it's destroyed, a total loss, you have to start from scratch.
Amen.
The word of God tells, look, it's not going to completely destroy us. There will be some remnant there that we can still keep on moving up. It may feel like we're at the lowest point. There's no looking up. But I want to encourage you. He did it for me. He will do it for you. Psalms 34:4. Food, additional food for our belief in God. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from what? All my fears.
Mm.
A lot of things haven't even happened yet. We think about them in our head. Oh my God, if this happens, if this happens, if this happens. Look. He delivers us from all our fears, even in our mind, even even the things that we thought we never go through, the Lord will hear us. He heard me.
Amen.
And delivered me from them.
Thank you, God.
Additional scripture, verse 6, 34, 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of what? All of his troubles.
My Lord.
So for those that say, well, Tia, I have multiple things going on. You just don't know. All of his troubles, this poor man cried. So sometimes we have to cry. Anybody ever had a good cry? I mean, mm-hmm. You're like, oh my gosh. Just snotty nose, tears, just crying out to the Lord.
My Lord.
This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles.
My Lord.
Verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that does what? That trusteth in him.
Amen.
34 and 8, blessed is the man that trusts in him. Trust that he will make a way. He will take care of us.
Amen.
We can't trust in government. We can't trust in jobs. We can't trust in anything but God 100%.
Hello.
Verse 19, same passage, 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of what? Them all.
My Lord.
He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken.
My Lord.
So this is for those that say, look, T, I'm trying to do the right thing. You know, I'm praying. I'm changing my lifestyle. You know, I'm just trying. Why is this happening to me? Anybody ever feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this happening to me?
Oh, yeah.
I gave. I sent sacrifice offerings. I fasted. I forgave. Why are things happening to me? But many are the afflictions of the righteous. Don't be surprised.
Mm.
Many of them. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. In closing, I'll pose this question again. Has anyone ever believed in you?
Mm.
I know someone who believed in all of us.
My Lord.
God, he's looking for us to return the belief. That he can and he will work in our favor.
Yes.
Look, I come from a place where I'm going through something today. But this word was for me. If he did it for me in the past, he'll do it for me now.
Amen.
I want to encourage you. Take God at his word. You are not alone, nor will you ever be. Hey, look, let us pray. Father, we thank you that we can come boldly to you. Father, you've lived this life. You've walked this earth.
My Lord.
You know the many cares of man. You know the uncertainty of man. It changes from day to day. But God, you are always there. You're the same God yesterday, tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
You know the future. You're always with us.
Yes.
Father, you know everything.
My Lord.
Father, we call on you, asking for your help.
Yes.
It gets rough for us sometimes.
Yes,
maybe some of us are going through health situations or work situations or financial situations or spiritual situations or just trying to do the right thing, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We lift our hands and hearts to you. We hold you to your word and ask that you don't forsake us.
Please,
that you deliver us.
Please,
we're crying out to you, Lord, help us.
Yes,
Lord, have mercy. Help us, Father. Help your children show up for us and deliver us with your mighty hand. Don't let any of our bones be broken, Lord.
Please.
We give all our solutions, all the things we're going through to you. We cast our cares. We throw them up to you and ask
Lord.
That you will catch them.
Please,
take
Lord.
Them off of our backs.
Please, Father.
That we can be joyful in you knowing that you have our back.
Yes.
We look and expect you to do some good things and wonderful things in our life. We hold you to your word. We trust you. We believe you.
Yes, we do.
In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.